Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Ash fire burns in remote southwest Yellowstone. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A newly discovered wildfire is burning in the remote Bachelor area of southwestern Yellowstone National Park. The ash fire, spotted by Yellowstone Helitac crews, has grown to about 10 acres as of Wednesday at around 6 p.m., according to a release from the Park Service. Roughly 25 personnel are battling the blaze, including the U.S. Forest Service smoke jumpers, Yellowstone's fire module, and multiple helicopters. Trail and backcountry campsite closures are in effect near the fire zone, and park officials urge visitors to check for updated closure information before heading out. The park says more than 500 lightning strikes have hit Yellowstone in recent weeks, including 350 within the last 24 hours, with the ash fire likely sparked by one of them. It's the sixth wildfire that the park has responded to this July. Cheyenne man arrested after driving golf cart on airport walkway. A Cheyenne man is facing multiple charges after a bizarre incident at Buffalo Niagara International Airport early Monday morning. Authorities say 29-year-old Kevin Sinning, who appeared intoxicated, took a motorized airport golf cart on a joyride straight onto a moving walkway inside the terminal. Cowboy State Daily reported the viral video footage shows Sinning calmly seated in the oversized cart as it wedges into the narrow walkway, drawing stunned looks from travelers and airport staff. Police say the 12:53 a.m. stunt caused major damage to the walkway, the golf cart, and surrounding glass panels. Witnesses say Sinning ignored commands to stop and raised concerns about a potential security threat. One bystander said, "I think that's why a lot of people took a step back. We didn't know if he was armed." The Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority police arrested Sinning at the scene. He now faces charges including second-degree criminal mischief, grand larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, and disorderly conduct. Airport officials say they're grateful for the quick police response and are reviewing safety protocols to prevent similar incidents. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.